We're going to call this meeting of the Committee on Citizen Involvement to order, June 3rd, 2014. This evening, Neil Obringer is going to be reviewing information on the Springfield Downtown District Design Project Citizen Involvement Plan. And this is your first time.
It is indeed.
With the Planning Commission.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Yeah. So yeah, this is my first time here, so hopefully you guys are easy on me.
We're a tough group, I don't know.
So just as a reminder, you guys are here as the CCI tonight, and I've got the Citizen Involvement Plan for the Downtown District Design Standards Project. So you should have that in your AIS as attachment one. And so basically our goal here tonight is for me to review a little bit about the project, the actual citizen involvement plan and strategies that staff have laid out for the project, and then get your input, your thoughts on the plan, areas for possible amendment, and then approval for staff to move forward with the implementation of the plan. So that sound good to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Good.
So starting on the first page of the attachment, I'll go through a brief summary of the project itself, and then we can go into the actual citizen involvement strategies. So really this project builds on sort of years of staff and council and commission energy directed towards the downtown, and largely builds off of the downtown design plan and implementation strategy that was developed by Crandall and Arambula and adopted by council in 2010. And one of the recommendations of that plan was the development and implementation of design standards for the downtown. And so this project really feeds off of that initial plan. And really the goal for this project is to create a design standards package, a set of standards that are applicable to the downtown that are applicable to new development and potentially to existing facilities in the downtown. In addition to sort of the building envelope and the commercial space, there's also the desire to develop standards that are applicable to the public realm. So the right-of-way, the streetscape, because we all know that the streetscape sets the foundation for the urban form and everything else happening in the retail environment. So the goal is to develop a chapter of the engineering design standards manual for the public realm. So that would address the streetscape improvements, anything that would be done in the future by the city, and then a chapter of the development code specific to the downtown. So that would be the component that would be applicable to the building envelope and the building facades, that type of thing. And then the third component would be essentially a package of code and plan amendments that would be necessary to help implement the Crandall and Arambula plan from 2010, where appropriate, and then also the chapter of the development code and engineering design standards procedures manual. So those would be sort of the three work products developed during this project. At least that's the goal right now. And we've gone to the council once to receive guidance on how to move forward. And basically the guidance we got was that continue to move forward. We're going to meet with them again on June 23rd for additional guidance moving forward, and hopefully have their input and review into a number of different potential categories for regulation in the development code. So that's a quick overview of the project itself. Any questions before moving into the design or the citizen involvement plan?
Questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
In regard to your work design standards, I know in the Glenwood plan there's very detailed and precise design standards that are incorporated in that refinement plan, but could you visualize that the design standards that you create here could be applicable citywide, or are they unique to downtown, do you feel?
Well, I mean, I think that that's something that will really be hashed out, you know, in the process, both with council and as we move forward with the staff. I think that, you know, at least initially from our conversations we've had sort of on this topic, you know, the environment, the buildings are pretty unique in the downtown, and the goals for downtown are unique as well. So I think right now the scope is purely downtown and for that district. Where that might lead in the future, you know, I don't really know if I could speak to that.
I think it's important just to do downtown, because we start thinking about other areas and we start changing this design so it fits out here. And we want to get going with this and get it done. And then if we get it done and they like it out here and want to do parts of it, let's do it, but let's do the downtown.
Well, I guess the reason for the question is that oftentimes you can use the product of one study or work assignment and feed off of that on another's.
Yeah. Gary Karp is on our product team, and he was instrumental in the development of the Glenwood refinement plan and a lot of the work there. So definitely a lot of the brains are still focused on similar issues. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely use him. Go ahead.
I'm very excited to see this going forward. And I was on the NEDCO design committee with Neil, and we just kept going, there needs to be design standards. There needs to be design standards. So that's very cool.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really exciting for me as well to be involved. Mm-hmm. So, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But any other questions? I guess I should also say that the project team working on this, in addition to me, we've got Linda Polly, a principal planner, Gary Karp, like I mentioned, expert in code, development code, uni code, and then also Christy Karp as well, or Christy Kruger, and she's our principal engineer for the city. So
how does the existing CAC, downtown CAC, fit into this process?
Well, let me get into the citizen involvement strategy, because they're going to be critical in that. So if you look at page 3 of the attachment, that's the kind of the first page of the citizen involvement plan strategies. At the top there, it's summarized. We've got basically 6 strategies, and at the top is the existing CAC. So the Downtown Citizen Advisory Committee was instrumental in the development and adoption of the original Crandall and Arambula plan, adopted back in 2010, and they've still been active since then, more in the implementation side of the actual plan, and so we're going to reach out to them and use them as a key planning advisory.
Were you involved with that group?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we've actually met with the downtown CAC once already, to pull them back to the table and introduce them to this new project, and let them know that we'll be coming to them in future months, asking for recommendations on the work products and ultimately making recommendations to commission here and to council on final work product adoption.
And you do have representation on that.
Yeah, who's? Thank you. I knew we had a planning commissioner on there.
All right.
Yes.
I just happened to come into it another way.
Yeah, so
do you see any of the potential for any of the CAC members to be involved in membership on this, in this new group?
Which new group is that?
The Downtown Citizen, let's see, this is the Downtown Citizen Advisory Committee. This was the makeup of the CAC, right? The 17
yeah,
position.
So on page four there, this is the committee positions that were adopted by council for the Downtown CAC.
Okay.
This was back
right.
Last year.
Yeah.
And so we'll continue to use those categories. And we're actually just wrapping up the recruitment process for five positions that have been vacant in the CAC. And so we'll be bringing those folks back in or to the table, introducing them to the process and getting them oriented. So we'll use the Downtown CAC, the existing members, plus the new recruits as sort of our first step in the citizen involvement process here moving forward. Is that?
Yeah, that answers my question.
Perfect. So so that's the Downtown CAC. They're gonna be the planning advisory folks for the project. And then we have the technical advisory group, or the TAG. And really they're the technical experts that we're gonna go to when we have a specific issue related to developing the code or making an amendment to the or addition to the engineering design standards manual. So there it's going to be folks from LTD, Willamette Lane, Sub. There's a list of potential representatives on page five, NEDCO, ODOT. Last month, I believe, we did a project kickoff meeting where we brought a lot of these folks to the table and just let them know that we're going to be starting this project and that this is what's going to be involved in the project and the work product outcomes and how folks from their agencies may potentially be involved or how we may reach out to them for input. A perfect example of how that's been valuable to us is we're in the process right now of applying for a code assistance grant from the Growth Management Division at ODOT. We were able to go to them, ask for this code assistance grant, and we had ODOT at the table as a representative at this project kickoff meeting, and they'll be involved in future TAG events as well. And so we were able to show that coordination, and that'll be part of the value of this TAG moving forward as well. We've met with the new Main Street manager with NEDCO several times. He's been integral in the communications process so far, and we'll continue to utilize him moving forward.
And he's on the group?
Yeah, he actually is one of the new recruits to the Downtown CAC as well. So
great.
He'll be coming at it from several angles. So any questions about the TAG before moving on to other strategies? So the next is really number three, outreach to stakeholders and the public. This is really sort of the on-the-ground meeting with groups of interested stakeholders. And again, this is one of those areas where we'll be reaching out to the Main Street manager and helping work with, having him help to coordinate groups of interested business owners, property owners, and others. To come in and essentially sit down with us and talk about what are their concerns and issues with this project potentially and how we might integrate those concerns and into strategies in the actual work products that we'll be developing. So we have several different potential outreach strategies involved here, focus group meetings being one. We've already gone to the Main Street Design Committee meeting and presented a summary of the project. We'll continue to go back to the Main Street group for input and reach out to them throughout the project, potentially distribute communication materials to folks in the downtown, group listening sessions with stakeholders. So those are the type of strategies we have in mind. And then also, there's lots of different groups involved, both through the city and elsewhere, that have an interest in the downtown. Some of those are listed on page 6 under a database for outreach. And so during the course of the project, if we have potential need to reach out to folks that are interested in what's going on downtown in this project, we plan to reach out to these kind of folks where it's appropriate. So,
as far as agencies in your list on page 6, the school district should be included in that group of agencies. I know they're on the tag, but
excellent.
I mean, you know, we've got 2 schools downtown in the downtown corridor. So,
excellent. Well, I'll go ahead and add that to the list. Thank you. Yeah. Any other thoughts on potential additions?
Wildish Theater Board.
Oh, yeah.
They have SRDC, which is great.
You have the museum.
Oh, excellent, yeah. Who do you recommend the museum? There's a board, right? A representative?
Yeah,
the board,
or the director.
The director.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be the perfect person.
Great.
Okay. The Arts Commission, that's good. And the BPAC, that's good.
That's good.
So then, number 4, we have public events. So for those maybe that don't have a connection directly to the many committees or activities going on downtown, we wanted to reach out to others as well. So we envisioned potentially doing an open house at some point to show off the work product draft and make sure that others had a chance to provide input. And then also potentially do display outreach at the Sprout or the farmers market at Sprout or other events in the downtown or elsewhere in Springfield. So that's one of our strategies as well. Any thoughts on potential additions to that list?
Well, Summer Fair is a great place to highlight some of the stuff that's going on. That's lots of people come to that.
And the art walk, too.
Art walk?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always out.
Starship.
I mean, you may or may not want to, but the Springfield Greeters are a large, very active group, and they're always looking for every couple months a community person to come and be their speaker. So, yeah.
Okay.
Tori from the Chamber is the contact person for Greeters.
I don't know if the City Club would be someplace that an update on this would be.
From the Springfield City Club.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Terry Beyer is in charge of program.
Okay.
For the City Club.
Terry Beyer.
Yeah.
Now, there's been some visioning going on related to the downtown corridor, I know, because I've attended a couple of those meetings with some artwork and some things that they've done. How will this dovetail into this whole process?
Yeah, that's a good point. So in our scope of work, one of the tasks early on that we have yet to really initiate is looking at all of the other activities that are going on related to the downtown. To a certain degree, we have started. We've looked at like the downtown design charrette that the NEDCO and local, it was the Southwest.
Design committee that.
It was the design committee
that.
Exactly, yeah. So many folks came together for that. And so we've included that in some of our research. And,
cool.
But I think you're referencing, it was maybe an SCY design class, maybe, that recently had our org out in the, and so I'll make sure to make note to reach out to the folks that were involved in that and look at that.
Part of the Sustainable Cities Initiative year, a class just devoted to downtown.
Okay.
Did anything ever, did that Main Street project, is that just, because I know NEDCO just, I thought, rehired somebody from like Montana for that.
They did, yeah. Jim McHugh was his name. Yeah, and so he was involved in the downtown work there in Helena, in Montana, yeah.
I don't know if that initiative or that project's still going on the Main Street.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And we've met with him several times and communicated what's going on and are trying to actively engage him and then in essence the rest of the design committee and others that are involved as well, definitely.
Good. So timeline for this process?
For the project itself,
project.
We're looking at really kind of phasing it based on council input and priority. And so that will really be hashed out in greater detail sort of during the next couple council sessions. But our idea, our vision for it is essentially to, by the end of this next summer, 2015, be able to have many work products that are essentially developed and vetted to the point where we can begin the adoption process. Mm-hmm. We're also ready to phase the work, like I said, based on council priority, so that there's potentially work products ready for adoption, ready for adoption prior to that timeline as well. So,
I think it would be beneficial to maybe get an update in 6 months or so.
Okay. Excellent.
You know, I think it would be good. We have commissioners that attend the council meetings, and so we'll I'm sure get some feedback from council action that's taken. But it would be good just to get an update, get it on the agenda, and you know, just see where you're at in 6 months and what's moving forward and what product, where you're at.
So exactly, in our scope of work, we've got a rough outline of review and how we include the commission and the city council in the update process.
Good.
And the commission here is definitely included in that process for
good.
Update. So, but I'll make note of the kind of the 6 month time frame and
at least
I imagine that we'd have a good bit to share at that point.
So. Okay.
All right.
And then the last two are the project website and public hearing, so relatively straightforward. The project website, we've had a downtown planning website in use for several years already. It was largely used during the development and adoption process for the downtown district design plan and implementation strategy. And so we'll be using that existing page and then updating it with content as needed during the development of this work project as well. So we'll be using that as a communication strategy. And then for public hearings, we envision the standard procedure for hearings during the adoption process. So reaching out to the Planning Commission and the City Council. And the specific number of hearings and that sort of thing, I think, will be developed once the work products are, the products are developed and we really know the scope and scale of the hearings process that will be needed. So that's really all I've got for the citizen involvement plan, but any other thoughts, suggestions, input, I'd love to hear more if you've got other suggestions.
Anything? Well,
looks
you survived.
Yes.
All right.
Sounds good job. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like a very solid plan, and I think it's great how it dovetails into the other processes that are going on, the other planning processes and things that have been going on around the downtown. So if we can kind of pull that all together and have some products come out the other end that are going to really define how that the development standards, I think that's critical.
Excellent. It was a wonderful year.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Okay. The CCI is now adjourned, and we'll reconvene in the session.